Despite a heavy presence by the police in the central business district and in the high-density suburbs, there was relative calm throughout, even in Makokoba, where police yesterday clashed with protesters. Commuter omnibus operators were back on the roads as it was business as usual. A commuter omnibus driver, who only identified himself as Jablani, said like most of his colleagues, he had heeded yesterday's stay away and was hoping to make up for the lost time.
The situation is far much better today compared to yesterday. We can manage to ferry passengers from here to the locations and from locations to Bulawayo. Though the business is a bit slow just because most people are at work and most people, they didn't come to town. Yesterday we didn't work. We stayed at home. We had to park our cars. As the stay away was called on, so we preferred to stay at home.
There was the usual hive of activity at the flea market centers on Lobengula Street and Egodini commuter omnibus terminus, with some of the vendors saying they were happy to be back at work. But some of the people who spoke to Studio 7 said they are still anxious that there could be more violent protests as ordinary people continue to experience hardships due to the ongoing economic crisis in the country. One such person is a secretary who only identified herself as Kudzai and works for an insurance firm.
I'm still scared to go outside. We don't even know what's happening. We don't know what's going to happen. The situation is unpredictable. Police are everywhere. We are scared. We're just scared. We don't know what's going to happen.
In most schools which Studio 7 visited, particularly primary schools, teachers reported for duty, but nearly half of the school children were absent. Most of those who had come to school spent the day playing in the school grounds or returned home early. The situation was reported to be the same as yesterday at Bulawayo's major hospitals, as most doctors and nurses did not report for work. Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights deployed more lawyers to Bulawayo to help represent nearly 100 people who were arrested in the city in the wake of yesterday's protests. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights regional manager Lizo Jamela told Studio 7 over the phone that only four of those arrested had so far appeared in court. He, however, could not provide further details as he was busy coordinating efforts to ensure that those who remain in custody are released or brought to court.
Bulawayo, it's only a few, as those who were at Luveve, the majority who were at Nzilikazi haven't been taken to court. Nzilikazi, there were 86. Luveve, there were four.
Most of those who were arrested during Wednesday's protest are expected to appear in court tomorrow. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.